Yes, as you know, we have a special envoy for the Great Lakes who is based in Burundi. And this special envoy is also part of the team that is in Canberra now. So, yes, AU is monitoring. And AU has always been very much closely faced with the matter of the Great Lakes.
How frustrated or concerned is the AU concerning helping the Congolese government establish and have control over its territorial integrity following these armed groups that tend to attack on armed civilians in the country?
We are very much concerned. And this concern, of course, is not just simply that the agreement has not been reached, but we missed many opportunities time and again. While the people are suffering, while, you know, the economy is continuing to suffer, and while, you know, there are crimes that need to be pursued. So it is really a matter of concern that with the hopes that had been created, that the agreement would have been signed this week, this is perhaps something that those parties concerned should consider really to go back to the table for the sake of the people, for the sake of women, children who have suffered in that part of Africa.
There's the M23, which happens to be the most dangerous one, but there are a plethora of other armed groups in the country. Is the AU working with its international partners to help the Congolese government to be able to eliminate or possibly defeat these other armed groups that often attack on armed civilians in the country?
As you know, I mean, AU, as for instance, as you remember in the past, not necessarily being linked to the M23, has even put up efforts to track down Kony and group. I mean, so AU is always ready, and we know that that area has a history of militias, some of them that have been in the thick forest for many years. And so it's an area that or it's an issue that continues to occupy and, of course, raise concerns in the EU.
So what is the encouragement to the government in Kinshasa concerning all these security situations that the country, you know, or the government is faced with there that has hampered economic activity and development agenda that the African Union seeks to promote across the continent?
I think we're all hoping that peace would be secured, and that peace would require commitment of the parties concerned to enable the region focus on development. And of course, the people in that region themselves have, as we said earlier on, have gone through a terrible trauma, and we're sure that even the leaders themselves are concerned that this conflict has gone for far too long, and the sooner we can reach this agreement, the better. So this is our hope, and this is the hope of all over Africa. And you saw recently there was a meeting that was held in Pretoria, and that meeting, you know, created a lot of hope that from here we could start to see momentum towards securing peace in the region. And this remains our hope.